good show today. I'm doing Ron Owens tomorrow. Join me at 11 KGO.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama and the President of Afghanistan say the timeline for withdrawing U.S. troops is still on track. And despite recent reports that the U.S. was angry at Karzai for saying he was going to join the Taliban, the mood at the White House today was cordial.
At a news conference, the two presidents worked awfully hard at being civil to each other.
With respect to perceived tensions between the U.S. government and the Afghan government, let me begin by saying a lot of them were simply overstated.
President Karzai promised a better, more effective government in Kabul, which should take over enough security in Afghanistan to allow U.S. forces to start coming home in the summer a year from now. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
First Lady Michelle Obama is issuing a national challenge for everyone in the U.S. to support military families.
We have to be honest. Too many of our military families still think a lot of Americans don't fully appreciate what they're going through, how they sacrifice for us.
She says even a thank you is something. Coast Guard Admiral Mary Landry says they still plan to try and burn off some of the oil on the Gulf of Mexico when the wind dies down.
We continue to remove oil from the surface. Today we pre-positioned oil skimming and controlled burn resources on scene, just hoping that we might have a window of opportunity with the weather.
A congressional investigation shows a key piece of equipment on the oil well may not have been working when the explosion happened. On the subject of equipment, why is Droid suing iPhone?
It's a showdown over patents. HTC, the maker of one of the Droid phones, is claiming Apple is infringing upon a bunch of its patents. This comes after Apple sued HTC over similar claims. All of the patents are highly technical, minute aspects of the phones. HTC is demanding that the International Trade Commission now force Apple to stop selling its products. Alex Stone, ABC News.
City of Los Angeles voting today to boycott Arizona over the new immigration law. Dow's up 152 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail and rebate form and details through 52910.
Done?
Done.
The moment you realize clowns are kind of creepy. The moment you actually saw what your favorite radio DJ looked like. The moment your printer first ran out of ink. Heart-wrenching moments of truth. Don't let your printer run out of ink again. With the largest retail selection of ink and toner, Office Max has your ink. Get a $10 Office Max gift card when you buy $40 of national branded ink. Office Max. Work with us. Valid May 2nd through May 29th. Offer excludes Office Max private branded ink. Offer valid in-store only. See store for details.
An American-Egyptian academic has been detained in Cairo after he arrived on a flight from New York with weapons in his luggage.
The passenger, Mohammed Ibrahim, arrived in Cairo on Egypt Air 986 out of Kennedy Airport with 9mm handguns, ammunition, swords, daggers, and knives in his luggage. Ibrahim is a botany professor and was observed behaving nervously as he waited to pass through customs. Checked luggage is usually screened in American airports for explosives, but not weapons. And the TSA says firearms are allowed in checked bags if they're properly declared.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Britain's new prime minister and his deputy are promising they can work together to form a stable government. ABC's Linda Albin has more from the Foreign Desk in London.
Britain's first coalition government in 70 years, but can it last? How will it work, given the differences between the two ruling parties? One veteran reporter put it this way at a first joint news conference.
What's the deal? If the phone rings at 3 a.m, and, well, do you both have to answer it?
Britain's new prime minister, David Cameron, was in optimistic mode.
What I woke up this morning thinking was not just the huge responsibilities that now land on my shoulders, but thinking, this is so much better than the alternative.
It was an unlikely love-in, but both Cameron and Clegg insist the government will last because they are united. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
How do you make your calls? A new study shows one out of every four American homes no longer has a landline, only a cell phone. This is ABC News.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KTL Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon, I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. The mothers of three American hikers held in Iran say they've collected their visas finally today and hope to travel to Tehran by early next week to visit them in prison. The hikers were arrested along the Iraqi border last July, all three grads from UC Berkeley. The Oakland Unified School District and the union that represents about 2,800 teachers and other employees will meet tomorrow. It'll be their first face-to-face contract talks since last December. Let's get a KGO traffic check. Here is Terry Rouse.
Thanks so much. Starting off in Petaluma East, 116 at Freitas, a motorcycle-involved crash. And think it involves a CHP officer, so they have the roadway closed in both directions between Browns Lane and Corporate Circle. Huge police presence there. Oakland, Oak Street on to 880. Accident there, too. And good times and bad, you can count on New York Life for the financial strength to protect your family. Contact your local New York Life agent or visit www.newyorklife.com to find out how. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Bay Area forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs 60 to lower 70s around the bay, near 80 inland. Clear tonight, lows in the 40s, then sunshine tomorrow. High 70s bayside, 80 to 85 inland. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, it's Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome to the program once again. I've been following this. I didn't want to get into it, but I heard one contestant make a comment that's worthy of consideration. This has to do with the Miss USA contestants, hang on, friends, posing in lingerie. First, the idea that this is something other than what it is, right? This is a skin show. I mean, right? Last time I checked, this whole idea of beauty pageants as an issue is really, I don't think we can get anywhere trying to discuss it. So I'm looking at the pictures. Hey, you know, I'm doing the research for the story. Looking at the pictures of these very beautiful women in their skivvies. And one of them says about the controversy, she says, listen, we've been doing bikini things for a long time. Now, how is this different? And the television producer, whoever it was, puts up a picture of a woman in a bikini from a contest 10 years ago and puts up a picture of a woman in lingerie. So it looks the same, except instead of a bikini with, you know, daisies on it, it's lace. That's all. So it is very strange. It's all in our brains. It's all in our minds. And, you know, the idea of a beauty pageant, as I said, that's a worthy issue to discuss. I mean, you don't see, let's see, intelligence pageants. You don't see talent pageant, so they say talent's supposed to come in this. And I don't want to get involved because a lot of people like watching these things. There's a lot of competing ones. But really, is it different? Is lingerie different if it's lace versus a bikini? And it was a long time. Remember bathing suits when I was a kid? There were one-piece bathing suits. The woman walked out on stage and that was that. So obviously the backer's trying to keep the tradition alive. Here's a tradition. I warned you about this many, many times. Do not take any diet pills, period, end of subject, unless prescribed by a doctor. And if they are, call me, because I would question some of those prescriptions. Here is an investigation coming out of Chicago, which found 70 different Chinese herbal diet pill products tainted with amphetamines. Flooding the United States market with catchy names like Easy Figure, the 2 and 3 day diet, the 7 day herbal slim, Magic Slim. I can't read you the list. If you fall for any name like that, sometimes I think you get what you deserve. How can you be so silly to think that the Chinese, I mean, they've done a lot of clever things recently, but have figured out how to come up with a pill to make you skinny? Right? Federal authorities have seized millions of these diet pills. These supplements, and for those of you who support zero regulation for supplements, this is what you get. This is what you get. Oh, by the way, the labels say they're all natural. Love it. I don't know what to do with this one, except I gotta figure that either people are stupider than we thought, Or, you know, when you take a poll and you're on the phone or you're online, you know, you don't get it. And maybe you didn't hear the question right. And that's how you answer it. Otherwise, how do you account for 10% of Americans think environmentalists intentionally sabotaged the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf? What do you think? And the reason they did that is to reduce America's support for offshore drilling. Evidently, Rush has floated the idea on his talk show. They argue that the figures are insignificant. He said that if undecided were included, the number of Americans who are unsure about or believe the environmental sabotage theory rises to more than 30%. Now that gets frightening. Just 9% of voters say they think environmentalists caused a spill. 22% are unsure. 70%, 69, 70 don't believe they had anything to do with it. Even I know if you're conservative, you resent the way they go. Even among GOP voters, because you would expect stupid answers from the GOP voter, right? I'm just saying that's the implication of that phraseology. Anyway, even among GOP voters, only 13% buy into the environmentalist did it frame of mind. One-fifth of Americans said they're more likely to support offshore drilling after the disaster. Explain that one. Yeah, the reason is that most Americans don't live in a place that could be affected by it. You know, not in my backyard. Well, not on my beach. If you don't live near a beach, you don't care. There's nothing more disconcerting. And listen, sometimes it's natural. For instance, my wife was raised in Santa Barbara, and you go on a beach in Santa Barbara. Yes, there are oil drilling off the coast, but before there was, when she was a kid, you'd always step in little blobs of oil on the beach, tar. Natural seepage that came out. That's probably how they found it there. One of the first places I think we did offshore drilling. No, I need help with that one. 21% of the voters said the spill made them more likely to support offshore drilling. And that includes an even split among GOP voters. 28% said the spill made them more likely to support drilling. 28% said the spill made them less likely to support drilling. If environmentalists were really responsible, as Rush Limbaugh asserts, their ploy has not succeeded, the polls find. 55% of Americans polled after the leak still supported offshore drilling. Americans' belief in things not seen isn't new. This will really get you. More than half of Americans polled said they believe in angels and demons are active in the world. So, I didn't write it. Don't shoot the messenger. I like this. This is a feel-good story of the week. Working moms who can't be at home to cuddle a distraught child can relax because her voice on the phone will soothe as much as a hug. They put girls in stressful situations, monitor their hormone responses. Then they were either phoned or hugged. Their mother's voice produced virtually the same amount of stress-quelling hormone oxytocin as physical comfort. It's coming from the Royal Society in England. The girls were between 7 and 12, were asked to make impromptu speeches and then solve a series of sums, that's addition, in front of a panel of strangers. That's an experience which sent most of their hearts racing and the levels of stress hormone cortisol soaring. That is the most stressful thing you can ask people to do. It's the standard. If you want to test stress responses in people, the worst thing you can do is say, okay, you have 10 minutes, you're going to give a speech, you know, on global economics. And then you have to stand up and do it. That will get everybody going. I have to say, I probably was on radio for years and years and had done a lot of television. And still, when I give a speech, my heart would beat a little bit. Now I'm like, you know, you got to wake me up for it. But it's a very stressful thing. It's automatic. It's real. For one group, a mother was on hand immediately afterward to offer physical comfort, a hug, an arm around the shoulder. Another group was handed a phone with mom on the line. Third watched Marks of the Penguins, which is seen as emotionally neutral. Oxytocin, they measured all the levels. Mom's voice can have the same effect as a hug. There you go. And it reminds me of that story at UC San Francisco doing this thing with Skype. I don't know what took so long. Skype loved the idea. It came out of the flu season when kids couldn't visit people in a hospital. You can't visit someone in a hospital. They got it set up at UC. You're sitting in your hospital bed, and there's a video of somebody talking to you. It's, you know, having a video conversation. Isn't that terrific? Okay, this one. I can't get personal, but I know someone who has this. It's got a name now. Selective mutism disorder. And maybe impacts 1 in 7 of you. This has been a series of articles. Have you noticed coming out in the last few weeks about the world of texting and tweeting and how kids are just not having face-to-face conversations and possibly losing certain social skills. I don't know how real it is. I have nothing in front of me to evaluate it. You know, you tend to pick the examples that obey the rule. So you see a kid who's socially awkward who does nothing but text. You assume that that was a cause, where obviously it could be a shy kid who has trouble communicating, likes texting. So, you know, chicken and the egg again. But they say here, verbal communication performance anxiety manifests itself in many forms, including selective mutism. It's a social anxiety disorder characterized by not speaking to specific people or in specific venues. More extreme than shyness, surfaces in varied degrees of severity, an early indication of social phobias and possible OCDs, has rendered the selective mutism has rendered the psychotherapy, medical, and educational professions helpless because there's very little productive help. It's a direct precursor for public speaking anxiety, which is the world's number one phobia. Funny, we just talked about that. Now, if you're anxious before public speaking, I don't think you have a phobia. I think that's normal. It's the degree. It's the degree, right? And here you go. The average American cell phone user sends and receives more texts than phone calls now. Typical American teen alone sends and receives 1,700 text messages every month. I remember when texting came in, I thought, hey, this is good. It's going to help kids learn how to spell. It forces them to use language and syntax. It's the opposite, obviously. All the abbreviations and so forth, which teachers now tell me they see in their papers. When you've seen a kid starts, OMG, you know, what? I can't use the next one. Yes. Hey, see, Kyle, can I do that? Can I use a single letter equivalence of words we cannot broadcast? Anyway, who knows? Who knows if this is real or not, but worthy of keeping track of it. All right. I still object. I'm old fashioned, but this is a report which says that, you know, getting LASIK for your eyes is not as safe as what's called phakic intraocular lenses, inserting a thin plastic lens inside the eye to correct your nearsightedness. Our findings suggest they're safer than laser surgery, and I'm not sure they've proven that to me. And they looked at 132 patients. A year after surgery, both treatments produced the same percentage of patients who had 20/20 vision without glasses. Patients who had the lens treatment, the operation, had clearer corrected vision when they wore glasses. And I'm looking at the risks. So far at a year, not so bad. They're clipped into the eye. And I'll tell you what I was taught is you do not open up the eye and do intraocular surgery for vision correction, for, nearsightedness or farsightedness. It's not a disease. Yet intraocular surgery today is safer than ever. And still, there could be problems. There's only 100 people. So I'm not in favor of this yet. It's simple, what we've been doing, by the way, for cataract operations for years. Well, there you have to open the eye anyway to take out the cataract. So when you're there already, no-brainer, slip in the intraocular lens, which a lot of you love. But to do it for the sake of not wearing glasses, I don't know. It doesn't weigh out for me. All right, I heard about it. Those of you in New York, Boulder, Orlando, Naples, Chicago, Los Angeles, indoor salt rooms, salt caves. Relax, breathe in the salt air. You're not at the beach, but you're in an indoor salt room where it's like a salt cave, where the owners of these things say small salt particles can soothe respiratory and skin conditions. Well, let's talk about, you know, the ocean breeze. Yeah, the little more salt. Your body is a little salty, your tears, your body fluids. So if I wanted to make, say, artificial tears, or I wanted to make, when I hang up a bottle of water, you know, intravenously in the hospital, it's salt water, just a little bit of salt to match the concentration of your body. So, you know, it might be reasonable that a salt cave could put enough salt into the atmosphere, though I'm not sure why and how, because crystalline salt is fairly inert. If it's, you know, in water and there's a breeze, yes, salt droplets. So all the claims that it can help your eczema and your respiratory ailments and asthma and allergies, I'm not buying, unless I see evidence, of which there isn't any. sometimes called halotherapy chambers. Relaxing, blah, blah, blah. Walls and ceiling are salt-coated, grains scattered a few inches deep. Kids can play in it like a sandbox. Cave-like decor complete with salt-coated stalactites. This reminds me of oxygen bars, which are still out there. Oxygen will do nothing for you, and yet people flock to them in the belief that it will. Okay, there are a whole range of Parkinson's disease drugs, that will triple the odds that you develop impulse control problems, like gambling. Now, you think about your brain. You think that this is a moral deal. I'm telling you, I put a drug in your brain, and all of a sudden you become a gambler, a binge eater. You start shopping. You develop compulsive sexual behaviors. The thing is that Parkinson's is a very special disease, a difficult disease, and you might want to take the risk with these drugs because these disorders maybe are found in 10-15% of people who take these drugs. 13.6% compulsive gambling, compulsive sexual behavior, 3.5%, 6% compulsive buying. But those are the same drugs used for restless leg syndrome. Now, there's an illness that may not be serious enough to take this particular chance. But today they found there's a 77% chance of another person in the family having restless legs if you indeed have restless legs. More important, they found iron deficiency in a lot of these people at last, something to hang our hats on. So if you have restless legs, get your iron checked, which may explain why it's also associated with pregnancy. Okay? All right, want to talk to you about something else. Before you stand in line at your local Walgreens to buy this latest genetic test, we need to talk about it first. That's right, coming to a neighborhood near you. This is the first of the first. Genetic testing in a drugstore at home. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
All right, a few people out there might think I'm starting to sound like a broken record. Oh, here's the gecko again, they'll say. Come to tell us how we could save hundreds on car insurance by switching to Geico. Well, of course, that's exactly what I'm going to say. I suppose I could talk about the weather, but really, wouldn't you rather hear how 15 minutes could save you 15% or more? Exactly. And that's why I'll keep on repeatedly repeating myself.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberin, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just 2 tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberin is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-339-0095. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-339-0095, or visit StopFlashes.com.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices every time you shop. Because day in and day out, you'll find everyday low prices that make your everyday well within your budget. And you always get our great club card specials. They simply can't be missed. This week, load up on cereal with our Buy 4, Save $4 cereal event. Choose from your favorites like Cheerios, Honey Bunches of Oats, and many more. Just buy 4 boxes in a single transaction with your club card, and you'll save $4 instantly. This week is a great week to fire up the grill. Rancher's Reserve Boneless Cross Rib Roast or Steak is only $1.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Pick up Signature Cafe Whole Roasted Chicken, just $5.99 each. A pound of Red Ripe Tomatoes on the Vine are only 97 cents. and 18-count Lucerne large eggs are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Too short to put up with that stuff? Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Ali. How you doing, Ali?
Yes, Dr. Adell.
Yes, sir.
I remember you were talking about cell phones a few times, and I think on Monday about radiations and so forth. I had this experience. I always have my phone in my left pocket, and I work. It's always there. I'm not a big phone guy, so it stays in there. And about after a year of working, and then one morning I noticed that the hair on my leg, about this exactly almost the shape of a circle, was gone, and I just smooth as it could be. And I just thought it must be the radiation. Nothing else made sense. I have other objects in my other pocket. That never happened. And I removed the phone for a few weeks, and the hair, sure enough, came back. And I was wondering if that could be, from the radiation. It was exactly, again, circular. The dimensions of the phone are 4 inches long, an inch wide, maybe a third in width. But the phone was always in the same spot. And I don't know. My guess is that it's radiation. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Sure. Well, let me make another guess, Ali. Interesting observation, and you did your homework and did your detective work, and I'll tell you what possibly could be going on. I don't think it's a radiation, the kind of radiation that cell phones put out, even for huge power. You know, if you juiced it up, mega, it wouldn't remove hair. But what I'm suggesting, and this happens a lot, we get this call, usually it's something else, but I'm going to suggest that when you have it in your pocket and you walk around, hair in that part of the body is very, very sensitive. And all you got to do is just rub back and forth because it's heavier. There's the weight of the phone in the pocket, and it will shear off the hair and break off the hair. So you won't have any hair in that place. So people who wear equipment, for instance, hanging in a certain part of their body all the time. We've seen this in people from carrying guns to, you can just imagine workmen. It just depends on your particular profession. It will destroy the hair in that place. If you, for instance, start scratching your head in one particular point, then you're going to lose hair in that particular area. You know, many parts of the body, hair is to protect you. That's really what happens. And so it actually applies a little bit of friction, and you can see what happens when you don't have it. So I would guess it's the phone, and you did exactly the right thing. I would put the phone, if you want to have some fun, put the phone in your right-hand pocket, take the battery out, and let it sit in there for a while, and I'll bet you get the same thing on the other leg. But I don't think it's the radiation. Let's see. Let's talk to Caroline. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell.
Yes.
Hi. My daughter is in the military. She was in there for about a year. She's still there and trying to get honorably discharged because after a year of wearing their uniforms, they're really hard, stiff cotton, developed extreme eczema. And she has now been to her specialist, et cetera, that are saying, yeah, the uniforms don't let your skin breathe, but the Army's saying, well, she probably already had it, but no one in my family has it.
Yes, well, the fact no one in your family has it is not the kind of evidence, I think, that would swing this. And, you know, you can get eczema anyway. And if she is, if she's getting a rash where the uniform is against her body, I mean, there'd be ways of nailing this down. And sometimes what you do, you resort to taking a little patch of the uniform, put it under a piece of tape and stick it someplace where the sun don't shine and see if she gets a rash. Eczema in general, it is hard to nail down what a person is sensitive to. You can get eczema from stuff that you eat, all kinds of reasons. Knowing military medicine, I think she'll probably have a hard time getting a discharge over this. But then the kind of investigation that she would need, I would think you're probably going to get more from a private allergist or dermatologist if you need support for her claim. I don't think the military doctors are going to, you know, are going to support it. It's funny. So it's going to be hard to prove, except that, you know, she takes the uniform off and it all goes away. And you can say, listen, maybe the stress of the military, even stress seems to make some eczema cases worse. So that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I can't completely support it with the evidence you've given me, but it's certainly possible. Let's leave it at that. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK. You're going to be lining up at Walgreens in a couple of weeks to buy this latest deal. Let's see if you go for it, if America goes for it. We'll talk about it. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A CHP officer has been airlifted to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital after his motorcycle collided with another vehicle on Lakeville Highway. Traffic in Lakeville at Freights Road has been seriously affected by the accident and the investigation. Mothers of the three U.S. hikers imprisoned in Iran did pick up their visas today. They plan to travel to visit their children early next week. BP says the blowout prevention device they found on their blown-out Gulf of Mexico well is not the one they thought they purchased. The one that was installed is leaking. Weather for the Bay Area, sunny today, clear tonight, sunny and in the 70s and 80s tomorrow. This is KGO.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 4.25% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.25% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 5/7/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In many things, precision is important. With a cancer diagnosis, it's everything. Knowing the exact location of a tumor and attacking it with pinpoint accuracy can mean the difference between life and death. That's why many cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. We now offer CyberKnife radiotherapy to treat brain, lung, spine, and prostate tumors. The CyberKnife works with precisely targeted bursts of high-dose radiation to pinpoint tumors without harming surrounding tissue. It's outpatient treatment that requires no incisions or anesthesia, and it takes fewer treatments than typical radiation to achieve success. It all takes place in our custom-built facility, where we'll also be hosting research and training visiting physicians. CyberKnife is just one of the advanced treatments we're using to take aim at cancer. So if you have cancer, you know precisely where to go. For more information, visit elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
There has never been a better time to take total control of your home entertainment. It's time for Xfinity, only from Comcast, with more HD than satellite. Switch now and take control with Xfinity Triple Play, $99 a month for 12 months, including free HBO for three of those months. It seems like an eternity, but True Blood finally returns to HBO for its third season beginning in June. Get a sneak peek of the upcoming season now on HBO.com, and you can download it faster with Comcast high-speed internet. In fact, you don't need to be at your TV to catch thousands of movies and shows free through FanCast Xfinity Online. Xfinity TV offers more than 3,000 choices on demand, so you don't have to go to the theater or video store or wait for the mail. On demand is ready when you are, and it's now offering one of its biggest movies of all time, Avatar. Switch now to Xfinity, $99 a month for 12 months, free HBO for 3 months, or step up to an HD triple play and get $200 cash back. Restrictions apply. Call 800-XFINITY and take total control of your home entertainment through Xfinity from Comcast.
If you're looking to waste vast amounts of time, all you need is a search engine and a few simple phrases, such as the miracle butter diet, cats in hazmat suits, vast cheerleading conspiracy, and so on. But if you're looking to save time and money, just search for three little characters, 8x8. Try it. Just type it in, 8x8. If you're a small business owner, you could save hundreds, maybe thousands a month. 8x8. You'll be glad you did.
This hour is brought to you in part by Chevron. Take care of your car, and your car will take care of you. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, so Walgreens is going to start selling genetic testing kits. They're going to stock them this week. And I'm not sure when they'll be on shelves. And I am, while I am dead set against this, I think it's going to be a big thing. There'll be many companies entering the fray in this. And a lot of doctors are very concerned because it's interpreting them. That's going to be a nightmare for you. First of all, the FDA has no record that the test kit was approved or validated by the agency. And they're going to take a hard look at any claims made by the company. If they're making claims about a product that hasn't been reviewed or validated, well, they want to make sure the information that consumers get is accurate and the test will do what it says. Genetic testing kits offer very incomplete information. And, you know, in the rare case where, and it would be very rare, you know, you get an incurable disease pops up and they are some, you know, and they will, like, say, Huntington's. That should only be done with genetic counseling that explains the limitation of the test. First of all, any of these tests will just give you a statistical... I'm trying to think of, if you have the gene, you have the disease. That's not what happens, right? Didn't yesterday they came up with 8 more genes associated with breast cancer? They just make... It's a tendency. If it's breast cancer, if you're overweight, you didn't have kids, you didn't breastfeed, etc., I can tell you your risk is up. So why is it different if you get a genetic test which says your risk is up? Tell me your cholesterol level, your risk of a heart attack is up. How are you going to interpret the presence of these genes? Because there will be many, many people who have the same genes who live to be 100. It is not predictive. It is not useful for you right now. And there's funny double things here. Many people flip out, including Congress, at the idea that an insurance company or an employer would have access to your genetic information. But nobody flips out when they have access to your cholesterol level or your family history of disease or many other indicators, even better indicators of your chance of getting sick. So all of this is of academic interest only. I wouldn't spend my money. And I know a lot of you will, and you're going to get very confused. And Heather and I will be getting all these calls. And go, well, I had an uptick in the FO327 gene. What does that mean? It says that I'm more alive. It's useless right now, really. I don't think we're ready for the information, but we'll see. All right, let's talk to Scott. How you doing, Scott?
Very good. I Fox News Network a few days ago came out with clinical research from the University of Michigan, stating that this compound SGS, or sulforaphane glucosinolate, found in broccoli and sprouts absolutely kills cancer cells in breast tissue, not only in mice but in humans. They've done studies, and absolutely it's been concluded that this is a real true thing now. So I'm wondering what you think about that.
Where did you see this? On a news channel?
This is Fox News. I looked it up on Google, and it's through the Fox News Google line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, your question about cancer and broccoli and all that, it's an old one. You know, we do think cruciferous vegetables, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and all these kind of things do have some cancer protective capacities, and so therefore we want to see what is it in these substances that does it. And while we have honed down on a few molecules, nobody's ready to say, I mean, listen, what you just said and the way you expressed it, I don't even have to look it up. It's patently not true. I mean, what you want to know is if I give 10,000 people the substance and 10,000 people a placebo, will the people who got the real thing get less cancer? Nothing you said implies that. Oh, it implies it. They want you to think it, so you buy the particular product. This is supplements. This is unregulated. Although the substance that they find may wind up as a supplement you can buy or may wind up something that becomes clinically useful. But at this particular point, we have really no idea. I can tell you all kinds of things you put in test tubes. Let's see, I had something here I was going to do in the air today, and I didn't get to it. A similar story about where we find the active ingredients in something that we know is healthy, a natural product, a food, for instance, and then we find the active ingredient and then try giving it to people, and it doesn't work. Listen, we learned that with vitamins. We thought vitamins were healthy because they have vitamins in them. You know, we saw fruits and vegetables are healthy because it has a vitamin in it. So we took the vitamins, we gave you the vitamins, and vitamins don't work. They do not prevent cancer or heart disease. We've done a number of studies in that regard. So beware of anything that tries to sell you the active ingredient in something we know is healthy because they want to play into our inability to change how we eat and eat healthy things. Because with vitamins, it's a combination that's found in a natural fruit or vegetable that seems to be beneficial, but not when you extract it. And I would simply say the same thing's going to happen when it comes down to broccoli and these substances. There are a variety of sulfur compounds, non-sulfur compounds in them that we think may have anti-cancer properties. So let me ask you a question. Do you hate broccoli? Is that the issue here?
Oh, not at all. I just, when I read the article and it seemed to be legit, and when they said they did it in vivo, it was done in the blood, not just in a test tube. And it was quite an article, and it was on the news a couple of times, and I didn't know if you'd looked into it to see if it was snake oil or if it's real.
Yeah, well, no, the research, I'm sure, is real. The question is, if they're trying to sell it to you right now, it's snake oil. And when you say in vivo is a test tube, in vivo is in an animal. And so the question is going to be, when they do it in humans and they do trials, will it work or not? Right now, they haven't done that. At least I haven't seen any studies that have shown me that people get less cancer. It's even difficult to do when you have the real food. To tell you the truth, it's really hard to do. It's just the kind of thing we get from what we call food frequency questionnaires, asking people, what have you been eating for the last 5-10 years? You can see how inaccurate that is to come up with it. So we've been here before, like, let's see, grape skins, resveratrol. So they devised resveratrol, which they think is a thing in grapes, in wine, that makes you healthier. They just had to stop a trial. People were getting more cancer when they extracted it. So just be, I'll look it up just to make sure we're on the right track here, Scott, but be a skeptic, really. Medical breakthroughs are not seen on the news. It's not where you see them. When they give out the Nobel Prize or is published in a major medical journal is when something happens and it has to be confirmed by others and then reconfirmed. It's a long, long process. So I have a particular bias against television news and how they do medical news. Remember, I worked in that business for 30 years doing just that. And so there's all kinds of pitfalls, but I'll take a peek at it. And if there's anything really significant and very different from what I said, I'll come back on the air and we can talk about it. All right. Let's see here. Let's take a quickie. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
World-class cardiovascular physicians at Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute treat the most complex cardiac cases in California. We offer the best heart valve replacement survival rates in the nation, the best cure rate for AFib ablations, top-rated heart attack interventions, and nationally ranked stent survival rates. We're easy to reach on the San Francisco Peninsula, so please learn more at sequoiahearts.com. At Sequoia, there is hope.
Honey?
Yeah.
We're going to Caro's tonight.
Great!
But just because they have an all-you-can-eat side with any mile-high entree,
right.
Can you promise not to do that thing you do every time they bring you something?
You mean score!
Yeah, that thing.
How about woohoo?
No.
Maybe just a little fist pump?
Just a little.
Yes!
Honey?
Doesn't count. We're not there yet.
Right now at Caro's. Get all-you-can-eat soup, salad, or fries with any mile-high lunch or dinner. And all-you-can-eat pancakes before 11 with any mile-high breakfast. For mile-high appetites, there's only one place to go. Caro's.
Score!
Honey?
Sorry.
Doing what's right for our public schools starts with voting for who's right for our next superintendent of public instruction. On June 8th, vote for Tom Torlakson. Tom Torlakson has been a classroom teacher, so meeting the needs of the students in our neighborhood schools is his only priority. Tom Torlakson will cut administrative waste and focus funds on what we know works to improve our public schools, keeping our class sizes small, educator training, giving students up-to-date textbooks and computers, and making sure our schools are safe. Tom Torlakson believes our schools need involved parents. He believes our schools and parents need to work together to teach our children about trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, caring, and good citizenship. Vote for Tom Torlakson on June 8th.
Paid for by Torlakson for Superintendent of Public Instruction 2010, with funding from teachers and school employees, California Teachers Association, Independent Expenditure Committee, and California Federation of Teachers COPE Committee. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Guys, if you're shopping for an engagement ring, you know how much she's hoping for a ring that's truly unique. Well, Shane Company not only has the state's largest selection of rings, we have a tremendous number of styles you won't find anywhere else in the country. Shane Company's outstanding reputation around the world gives us access to the most spectacular engagement ring styles, often when they're only prototypes or conceptual sketches. Then we negotiate exclusive rights to them for you, our customers. We also have our own design and manufacturing center, allowing us to create an ever-changing selection of new styles available only to our customers. Come to Shane Company and give your girlfriend a ring she won't see on any of her friends' hands.
The Bay Area's lowest diamond prices every day at Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back. All right. We love the internet. So, yes, I looked it up, and it's as I said. What they did was they injected various concentrations of this compound, this chemical, from broccoli extracts, and then they found a decrease in cancer stem cells in the tumors. Not the tumors or cancer, but cancer stem cells. And that could be very positive. And then they cancer cells from mice... I'll leave out that part. That's esoteric. They then tested this in breast cancer cells, humans, in a test tube and found similar decreases. That's it. I can only say I've seen this 100 times before and it never pans out clinically, but you got to follow through with each one of them. And here's a study I was going to tell you about. Very similar. It's about blueberries. Blueberry extract slowing the spread of difficult to treat forms of breast cancer. This is a mouse study. And they found in a test tube experiment, blueberry extract compared with other fruit extracts had the greatest effect on tumors without harming healthy cells. Then they gave mice either blueberry extract or daily dose juice extract, I forget all the amount, or placebo. And then the mice were injected with breast cancer cells. Then after they autopsied the mice, the tumors of the blueberry mice were 70% smaller. You see, that's another typical type of study. So it's a long way from being, clinically useful. I guess that's what I'm saying. See, I have this bias against breakthroughs. And if I went to Fox News or went to other television stations, they'd call it a breakthrough. Breakthrough is a really important word to me. Truly, it has to be a breakthrough for it to happen. So many times, you know, we do this early animal research or in a test tube and it doesn't pan out. So I'm always going to remain skeptical and conservative. I think it's a healthier place to be when you're evaluating medical news. All right, let's talk to Tony. How you doing, Tony?
Thanks for taking my call. I've got a wife who's 55 years old. The last two to three years, she's been having leg cramps, Charlie horses, 3 to 4 times a week at night while she's in bed sleeping. They're so severe, she's got to jump out of bed. She has a hard time going back to sleep. She started drinking some Pedialyte that seemed to help with juice and been eating bananas and drinking orange juice, but it seems to be getting worse. She talked to the doctor, and I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the doctors often don't come up with much. This is particularly frustrating, and you see all kinds of cures proposed. You know, she's trying to get potassium by eating bananas and drinking the juice. I don't think that'll help at all. A lot of doctors feel this has to do with a possibility of a sleep disorder. The most common thing that I see has to do with her activity levels and whether she can be active and get these or not. And the most helpful thing I found, because you go online, man, you'll see all kinds of stuff, you know, getting a heating pad, getting a this, doing a that. I could spend all day looking at this. And it does seem to affect certain people. More than others. Some say, oh, it has to do with caffeine and stress. Some say, you know, listen to me, some say. So you know what I'm trying to say to you when I say some say. Most helpful thing, good stretching exercises. I don't know what she does when she gets up in the middle of the night, but most of the time, this is felt in the bottom of the foot, or it's a calf muscle pulling. And I tell people, before you go to bed at night, you stand facing the wall, put your toes a couple of feet away from the wall, keep your heel on the ground. Do not move your heel. Your heel is plastered to the ground. You slowly lean forward with your hands as you lean into the wall and stretch out that calf muscle. And do this a few times. And if it happens in the middle of the night, get up and do it again. And a lot of people have gotten benefit. Some people say just working out a little is the best, most important thing. Start a walking program. It's a combination of being out of shape and not having your muscles stretched. And yet I've seen it in people who are fairly active, who usually have some kind of a training issue. I do not prescribe drugs for this. I do not prescribe, you know, electrolytes and all that. It just doesn't seem to play a role. So fiddle around with that. See how you do. Let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell.
Hi, Walt.
I've been watching the History Channel. It was very interesting about Rome and Pompeii, and I was wondering, why did they make sex such a main thing, and it was so important to them in every way, and they had all these different categories of it, and what they did about STDs then.
Okay, well, of course, sex is important. It's been important in all times. It's just not written about. I think the most fascinating thing in the world would be to know about the sex lives of cavemen. What were they like? You know, we didn't write this stuff down. So I don't know that Romans had more sex than we do. It certainly looks like it. You go to Pompeii, which is a fascinating, fascinating place to visit. You know, you'll see the frescoes sometimes in a back room in a wealthy Roman home. And that's who lived in these places. And they were more open or less open than we are. I don't know, because there's just no records that are kept. They didn't have these national surveys and didn't have Oprah keeping track of how many times we have this kind and that kind of sex. So I... And yet you hear about the Roman orgies. Hey, we have orgies here. There's an orgy scene in America today. Is it more or less? I mean, it seems that the records that get left to us and the writings are left by the, you know, the upper classes, who may be very, very different than the vast majority of people who were not rich and powerful. As far as STDs, there seems to be a different profile. Syphilis existed. Now, wait, no, syphilis didn't. Syphilis was brought to Europe from the New World. Help me here. Am I getting that right? But the pattern of sexually transmitted diseases was very different. And there are some records of STDs that were known then, but not... We don't know how long herpes has been around. HPV doesn't seem to be around. Syphilis is an old disease. But gonorrhea, too. I think that goes way back. I think we've seen that in the New World. And that may have been brought to the New World from the Old World. I've forgotten all my... STD transmission patterns. But anyway, so very little is known about, you know, those details. They did not have condoms, although the very, very early use of what we call a condom was actually intestines from animals. There's a thing called the cecum. It's our appendix, but some animals have a larger one, and they actually are still, I think you can still buy them today, and they, as opposed to latex-type condoms. But that wasn't something people figured out. And they had lots of, where you do see records about this are in the medical records, when you see all the, you know, the things that Roman doctors would do to treat certain conditions which seem to be sexually transmitted. So again, I don't know. I have no idea if the Romans had more sex or different kinds of sex. And yes, there's lots to talk about in terms of historically from the Greeks and the Romans. There were some attitudes that were definitely different than ours. But what it added up to, I don't think we really know. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hey, Tracy, how was Cache Creek?
Splashy.
I see that. You've got money all over you.
It's the $650,000 splash of cash, and it's going on until July 5th. If you have a Cash Club card, just swipe it at any one of their red kiosks. Every weekday, you can win dining, golf, all kinds of great Cache Creek things. And this.
Cash.
Yep, and you can play to win drawing entries for the weekends. We are going back because they're holding three drawings each day at 3, 7, and 11 p.m. Each winner is guaranteed $2,500 and will definitely be there Memorial Day weekend because they're having drawings that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Three winners a day for $5,000 apiece. The more you play, the more chances you get.
You know, this is a good look for you.
Oh,
What are you doing?
You had some in your hair. Finders keepers.
Catch your own cash splash.
The $650,000 splash of cash. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. Play here and play the best. Visit CashCreek.com for more details.
Every year, 190,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a donation in the fight against this deadly disease. Team up with me and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. To make a $10 donation, text PCF to the number 2222. Again, text PCF to the number 2222. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Message and data rates apply.
Ever want to add a little New York polish, Parisian chic, or Tokyo glow to your makeup look? Take a quick trip to Clinique's Passport to Pretty event, only at Macy's. Global makeovers feature top shades from each city, here for a very limited time. Plus, with your consultation and any Clinique purchase, choose one of three long-last lipsticks and a dramatically different moisturizer free. Explore beauty around the world at Clinique's Passport to Pretty event, only at Macy's. Here now, departing soon. One to a client please while supplies last.
It's no secret. People are switching to new Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Gel Detergent.
My name is Marla. I'm from Northbrook, Illinois. I have three sons that come home constantly with filthy sports clothes. Power Gel is a detergent with punch. It knocks those stains right out of the clothes.
New Arm & Hammer Power Gel with baking soda and twice the OxiClean Stain Fighters gets out tough stains the first time.
All detergents aren't the same. This is special. This really works.
Switch to Arm & Hammer Power Gel. You'll never go back.
Brian Copeland here, cleaning out the closet. Did you know the items you donate to Goodwill take on a new life, creating job opportunities for almost 17,000 people through career training and placement each year? Donating also helps divert almost 70 million pounds of goods that would otherwise end up in a landfill. Donate today to your local Goodwill, the ultimate recycler. To find a donation location near you, go to BayAreaGoodwills.org. That's BayAreaGoodwills.org.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Debbie. How you doing, Debbie?
Good, Dr. Dinadel. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm calling is because when I was about 15 or 16 years old, I was in a group home setting, and I had obviously gone through a lot to end up there. And the people that were in charge of my care at that time decided I needed to be on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication. Specifically at that time, it was Zoloft and Ativan. And I'm 33 years old now, and I've tried repeatedly and unsuccessfully to slowly wean off of these medications. I got myself completely off of Zoloft and had a really major emotional imbalance that occurred, and the doctor suggested that I get back on something and put me on Celexa. So now I'm stuck on Celexa, Ativan, and also Klonopin. And I'm wondering, for people that are in this situation like me who have been on the medication for so long, since I was a teenager, is it possible to ever get off of these drugs and to be stable without them?
Yes, of course. First of all, the Klonopin, the Ativan, those are benzodiazepines, and that's like getting off of heroin. You may need help getting off those because you can get hooked on them and addicted to them, and they can also be helpful. As far as antidepressants, the mistake that's made is that, and there's a little math for you, let's suppose you're on 10 milligrams of something. Well, you drop it, and they tell you drop it 25%. For a week, another 2.5 milligrams. Well, if you keep doing that, you're down to a half, and you take off 2.5 milligrams, you just dropped it 50%. So we find when you get down towards the bottom, you go very, very slow and more quickly at the top. So you may need to talk to an addictionologist, but definitely your shrink to make sure you should get off them.
The last thing on your mind is a battle, especially with spring ushering in all things peaceful. But when it comes to this battle, you'll come out the winner with a sleep so peaceful, you'll wonder why you waited so long. It's Sleep Train's Mattress Price War Sale on now, challenging top manufacturers to offer even lower prices. And that means you'll save up to $500 on selected Simmons Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, and Certavera Wang mattress sets. Sleep Train is so sure of its low prices, you have 100 days after your purchase to find a comparable mattress set for less. stress. And if you do, Sleep Train will beat it by 5%. And with Sleep Train's exclusive 100-day comfort guarantee, simply exchange your bed or get your money back if your mattress is too hard or soft. Free same-day delivery when you buy before 2, free setup and removal of your old one. Sleep Train's mattress price war sale is on now with savings of up to $500 so you can sleep more peacefully this spring. Superior service, best selection, and lowest prices guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Taxi.
A business owner is always on the road.
Where to?
Downtown. Big meeting.
So your smartphone needs to be a lifeline to your business.
Here you go. Keep it.
Thanks. Good luck, pal.
Keeping you connected and on schedule. Even accessing important files, like the presentation you just left in the cab.
Not good.
So here's your moment of truth. Which 3G network do you want when the deal is on the line? Simple. When you want your 3G network to work, you want Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Got the email, printed the file. We're good to go.
Visit Verizon to see how our smartphones can help put your business on the map. And buy one BlackBerry Curve for $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get one free. Talk to a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today. Phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Gil Gross, a lot of people are yelling and screaming about how much the Muni